My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Mark Caboli, formerly of The Athletic, now works for Pat McAfee and does a lot of stuff with us. He's gingerly walking up the stairs right now after fighting through traffic. Callis, if you would, please go let in our esteemed colleague and friend, Mark Caboli. I can see him through the glass right now. Before we talk to Mark about all things Steelers, saw there was an emu running around in McKeesport, and I guess Cale Berger was talking about the emu on their show on Y108, and the woman who purportedly owns the emu called. They're supposed to be mean. And she called up to say, not so mean, they'll hug you. I'm just telling you right now, this woman's going to get eaten alive by her emu. I'm just telling you. In the wild, they can be quite mean. Just because they live in your house doesn't mean they forget their instincts to be quite mean. These emus, they're like velociraptors, these things. They'll get you. They're big. You can't just own emus, and you can't just have them running around McKeesport, for God's sakes. But this woman argues the opposite. I think she's a little biased. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You want to call up and chat with Mark Caboli, you can at 412-928-9370. Caboli, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing?
It's like as the traffic turns, right? Every week now, huh?
Is that because you live where you live now and you're just getting used to it, or?
No, it's just miserable. Traffic is just stupid. There's no reason for traffic. It gets backed up because there's a red light turning into nowhere. People, you're going to get me fired up again. I mean.
Yeah, you sound real fired up right now. I mean.
Literally you stop at a red light.
Were you yelling at people today?
Oh, absolutely. Especially somebody cut me off. Oh,
curse words flying.
Forget that.
Did you hear about that story of the emu going around in McKeesport?
You know, I worked in McKeesport for about 15 years and lived near there for a long time, and that's the least of my...
It's the people that are the bigger issue.
I'm not surprised an emu. What did an emu do in McKeesport?
Some woman owned like 5-6 emus, and...
Somebody ate one?
No, one escaped it. It's just running around.
Huh. That's nothing.
You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You could text us, brought to you by Eger Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mark, I saw you wrote about Cam Hayward. Would you be more surprised if he got the contract or didn't get the contract now at this point?
Well, yeah, at this point, probably more surprised if he will.
Man.
That's to me, I always thought it was going to get done. I guess there's still a chance here. You're so good. What, 5 or 6 days before that's done? But it just, I mean, just reading the body language, reading the room, so to speak, it doesn't seem like he's too convinced that he's even in the works, really. I mean, I mean, honestly, I mean, Freiermuth here is probably going to get done here within the next 2 to 3 days. So that's probably number one priority. It's not that. I mean, it's strange because he's in that weird, weird zone of being a 35-year-old coming off injury at a position is not conducive for 35-year-old men. However, he's very talented, a guy who's very plugged into the organization, means so much to the organization. I mean, I wish we knew exactly, Adam, what the demands were one side or the other, so we could probably figure out whose issue it is. But
yeah, I mean, if there's a possibility he could be asking for way too much money for a 35-year-old. There's no doubt about that.
Or multiple guaranteed years. Or the Steelers might just say, you know, hey, here's low-level money right now, and we'll revisit it after next year. And if you're a guy who's 35, you don't really want to take that chance if you want to play 2 or 3 more years, because what happens if you do stink? You want to get as much guaranteed money.
Right, no doubt. And that's why the Steelers probably don't want to do that. Do you think if this is his lame duck season, if he does not sign an extension, do you think at the end of the year, if he plays well, that he'd want to go someplace else then? Do you feel like the waters would be too tainted for him, that he'd feel disrespected and not want to finish out his career here?
No, I honestly think the Steelers might be trying to take advantage of his loyalty to a degree. You know, saying, we know you're not going anywhere, Cam.
He didn't even hold out.
Yeah.
He didn't even hold in.
Well, he didn't really. He did one of the very, very low-key hold-ins, so to speak, because he didn't really participate. They masked that under, you know, we're just saving him for the regular season. That's not like it was planned that he was going to sit out, but he wasn't. He didn't do a whole heck of a lot.
I think that might have been the same, regardless of whether or not he had a contract. Yeah. Just because he's coming off injury, behind him, I think you've got some decent depth, but you've got nothing legitimate behind him.
Yeah.
I happen to think, Mark, that now that the Aiyuk deal didn't happen, if there were a guy that you could break precedent for, it would be Cam Hayward. Like, if there were a guy that you could negotiate with in season, this would be the guy to do it. I don't think they will.
No, I don't. I mean,
but there's a lot of stuff they've done these last few years that I didn't think the Steelers would ever do, like fire an offensive coordinator midway through a season and get rid of a quarterback they drafted in the first round just 2 years ago.
See, that's not them being difficult of not negotiating in season. There's a reason behind that, and it's really, you know, there's some deep roots to it back to in the early 90s and free agency that Dan Rooney pretty much said, we're not doing this anymore, because it really created issues within the locker room that I think it was 93 maybe, and there's a couple guys, I think Adrian Cooper might have been one of them, you remember that name. So saying that and where it came from, I don't see that ever changing. I mean, they did manipulate a contract 1 year where they did it with one more than one season out with Antonio Brown. What did they do? They added money to him, then cut off the backside.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
They were able to manipulate him getting a raise without giving him a new contract. But as of negotiating in season, I just do not see that ever happening.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You don't want to set the precedent, but I don't think it would be a distraction for that guy because I think he's all business. I think he'd play his heart out for the organization, but also for himself. And I think his teammates wouldn't have any problem with him getting money in season. I know they're not going to do it, but I do think if you were going to do it for a guy, you could do it for the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
You don't want to set the precedent either. I know he's in a different level.
Right.
But you don't want the guy 5 years from now to say, well, you did it to Cam Hayward, you know, why aren't you doing it for me type of situation. So I think, once again, you're talking about Ambassador Rooney, what, 20, 30, 35 years ago, whenever it was, said this is how it's going to be. It's just not going to change.
Do you think that's good business? So they used to not want to hand out a ton of guaranteed money either.
Yeah. I mean, put it this way, it's something that everybody in that locker room knows. So they're not even going to approach that. They know we have to get it done. You know, if you're not going to get it done for Troy, if you're not going to get it done for other guys, you're not going to get it done for anybody at that point. It's fine. I mean, there's other guys that I thought of might have been a guy that you could have thought of doing. But now you look back on it, I don't even know. It might have been Bud Dupree, and imagine if they would have changed their philosophy for him. Then you're looking back saying, "What in the world?"
You can't do that. I wouldn't have done it for Minka. I would have considered doing it for T.J. Watt if that thing went on. But they always knew they were going to get something done, and it seems like it's going to get done with Freiermuth. I mean, you feel pretty confident in that.
I was talking to him yesterday, and I said, "You know, you got to wear a shirt and tie to this press conference." He said, "I'm not wearing anything to it. You know, I'm just going to wear." Well, I was, you know, you're trying to get information without getting information, but it's just a matter of when they're going to announce it. I still believe that it's maybe a couple extra, you know, dotting the I's, crossing the T's here, but everybody's under the impression this will be done before the season.
I understand where the Steelers would be coming from to not pay Cam Hayward, who's 35. I understand why the Steelers would pay Pat Freiermuth now.
He's not going to cost a lot,
and at the end of the year, he might, because I do think he's going to have a really good season for the Steelers this year.
He's going to have a good season.
That's exactly it. Necessity is the mother of invention, baby, and we know that Arthur Smith likes to use tight ends anyhow. I mean, you look at the two guys last year, you combine their numbers, big-time tight end numbers, and Pat Freiermuth 2 years ago, people forget this, man, because he was hurt last year and the offense was just so bad. Freiermuth was sixth in the league in receptions for a tight end, sixth in the league for yards for a tight end. And the year before that, when he had a legitimate quarterback, he had 7 touchdowns. I think the best is still yet to come for Freiermuth.
You're just afraid of him right now, aren't you?
He absolutely dragged me on Twitter. He texted me before the game, and we made a bet. And I don't know what I'm going to have to do. But if West Virginia would have won, he was going to have to take my wife and I to dinner. And I said, if Penn State wins, do I get the points? He said, no, wouldn't it help me anyhow? I said, name your price. So we got to figure that out.
You see this, Harry, dropping some names here. You texted me, going to take me out to dinner.
I tried to link up with Freiermuth before the game. He was going to come to my tailgate, but then I had no service. He probably thinks I stood him up.
I never knew you two were that tight.
We just became tight this weekend. He listens to the show.
I know. Didn't that last year he mispronounced your name?
He called me Scrawly.
Yeah.
Which I think he does on purpose. But he listens to the show. I think it's a tight end thing. I think he really likes Doran and tolerates me.
Well, of course he likes Doran.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.